At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, and of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Let me just say, gutless effort.
Yeah, get it in now, Joe, before we move on. Who was gutless to? Oh, Miami finished, right?
They're terrible. He is terrible.
Terrible.
He is so gutless. What a gutless terrible. Effort that is. That is terrible.
Terrible.
Isn't it?
Joe. I told you yesterday. I told you.
They've lost like seven in a row.
I told you. Ever since that, I learned my lesson after that Georgia Tech game. I was done with them after that. There was no shot I was getting involved.
They covered the game I had them as goals.
This is the game you had them. Okay, they've been gutless the entire conference season. They've been awful. Joe, they're like last. They're like second last in the conference. Do you see where they are? Seriously. They are now, after they lost by 10. They are 6-13 in the conference. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of sometimes college basketball. Go to Joe Lisi. So we're discussing this. Joe, Miami loses by 10 at home to Boston College here on Wednesday night.
Old man Larinaga chopped.
This is how bad. This is why when I told you yesterday this was no good. Because they are second to last in the ACC. They're 6-13. The only team they're ahead of is Louisville, who's pathetic. I mean, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, and Boston College are ahead of them in the ACC. Like, Joe, you couldn't go near these guys. You just couldn't. I was stunned when you told me yesterday how big you were on Miami. They've been gutless all year. Right. Gutless.
I know. Gutless. Gutless. Terrible. I know. They got me the cover against UNC, and I try to ride with them. Gutless.
Those were the only two good games they played all year was those two Carolina games in the conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, every other game they've been awful.
But
I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right.
These things happen, man. They do. I did want to start this hour with something else for you. Let me just see if I want to get my entire list together here of everything that the Bills did on Wednesday, which was rather extensive. Joe, when you think about it, all the moves that the Buffalo Bills made, and I saved this tweet, which broke it down, if you give me a moment to get it. See, I got wrapped up with this Miami game, and that, of course, set me ablaze here. All right, Joe, here you go. Here's the day for the Bills on Thursday. They released Trey White, Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Deontay Hardy, Ciaran Neal, and Nyheim Hines, all released. They got Von Miller and Rasul Douglas to adjust their contracts for cap relief. They signed Mitch Trubisky back. Now, remember, Joe, when Trubisky was first thrown out of Chicago, the Bills brought him in to be Allen's backup for a year. And obviously, you know, he didn't really play much, but they loved him in the building, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got him the springboard to get in this, going to the Steelers, which ended up not being good. He's a backup. That's the bottom line. They re-signed Taylor Rapp to a 3-year deal. They re-signed guard David Edwards to a 2-year deal. I mean, Joe, that is a lot of activity here. 1 week out before free agency, a ton of activity.
It is. And that's what you need to do right now, no? If you're a team like your Buffalo Bills that made moves, you have to start moving now to get ahead of the curve, isn't it?
I agree. And I know that me and you kind of, you know, you wanted to go at me a little bit for what I said. Well, I think, let me try to phrase it to you a little bit better here, okay, that maybe I did spur the moment on Coast to Coast. Obviously, Joe, I don't want to throw away a year, okay? I don't want them to, you know, go 5-12 and completely tank. That's not what I'm saying that the Bills are doing. All I'm saying to you is they've had this same group of guys for 4 to 6 years now that are around Josh Allen. They get to the same spot every year, and it doesn't work. They've been losing in the same spot every single year. They lose to the Chiefs all the time. It's not happening for them. Now, that's not the only reason that all these guys are getting chopped, Joe. There's also the fact that, you know, they've got cap issues. All these years of winning, of guys going to get paid, eventually you lose some room on the cap. So I think it's part cap, part we need to change a lot of faces out here. And I think we need to reshape the team. Allen is still in his prime, and he's still got years left in his prime, Joe. There's not like a 2-year window here where the Bills have to win. They can restart somewhat. And like I said, when I say that, Joe, that means maybe they win 9 or 10 games, but I think it could set them up to be even better than that for 2 or 3, 4 years down the line beyond it. Sometimes you got to swallow a little bit with the cap and take it for a year. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that, Carver, but when you have a fan base and you have a team, okay, that has been on the cusp or the verge of breaking through, right, and you're so close, and you have a quarterback that could single-handedly carry you there, right, with the right personnel around him, you can ill afford to take steps back. You just can't. I understand what you're saying. That's the hope. But once you start regressing and you lose that killer mentality, it's very hard to get it back. You have to break through. It's win at all costs, win the championship, knock off Kansas City, and win your first Super Bowl. That's what it is. That's what it is. You cannot say, we're going to regress to go forward. We're going to take a step back that with the hope of regaining that momentum. You have the momentum now. It's slowly starting.
They really don't have momentum, Joe, because they're hitting the same wall every single year.
I understand,
momentum.
But you've won winning the momentum is you've won the AFC East time and time again.
And what has that gotten them?
But you can't relinquish that.
You don't want to relinquish it, and like I said to you, I honestly believe that. You know, they could still win the division next year, despite all that.
Yeah, but they need. Most likely, he's not going to do it.
Oh, 9-8 probably won't do it, but 10-7, 9-8. You know, they're 10-7 probably will. They can. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879, the number. Bottom line to me, Joe. And this is more important than any of this other cap nonsense. This guy Bean who's, and I saw Gabe tweet this, and he's right about it, and me and Gabe, obviously, both Bills fans. He's been very good with trades. Been very good. He's done a really good job there. But he's got a lot of misses with the draft. A lot of misses. And I know I bring this point up a lot, but it's very true. And you'll agree with me. When you get the quarterback, and you have the stud quarterback, and you get out of the rookie deal, and you have to start paying him $50 million a year, you need to draft well. You need starters who are going to be on those rookie deals for 4 or 5 years. You need to have those things, Joe. It is so imperative because that's how you build your team. That's what the Chiefs do, man. They are so good at the draft. They find pieces on offense, on defense, that allow them to keep Kelce and Mahomes paid and Chris Jones paid. And that's something that Bean also has to get better at going forward.
He does. You're right. So, but that is that regressing? Is that regressing?
Look, regressing. Look, when I say regressing, Joe, what I mean is that, you know, they've won 13 games the last couple of years. They're not going to win that this year. They're just not. I mean, they technically wrestled. Didn't they only win 11 games this year?
Yeah, 11. Okay.
So you know, regress, it's a loss. You know, I just don't know if they're going to be a 12-13 win team this year. That's all I'm saying.
Why not, though? Why, though?
Because I don't, unless he has an absolute home run draft, I don't know if he's going to be able to get enough guys in to do that. Because as I told you, even after all those moves that they've made, they were $40 million over to cap. I mean, it basically got them even, and then I'm sure they're going to add that 30 on with everybody's going to get gifted next week. But they had a major cap problem from having to pay all these guys.
I understand that, but my point is the fan base is frustrated, okay? The fan base doesn't think about the rationale like you do. Maybe 10 or 5%, not the majority. And if they limp to the playoffs or let's say barely get in and are a wild card after the last few years, he's gone. And then you're really looking at a rebuild. That's the problem. That's the problem, Carver. Mm. Let me ask you this. It's the same situation as Alabama, okay? Last couple of years they haven't gotten there. Nick moves on, okay? Is a slow regression acceptable in Tuscaloosa?
No, but you're talking about a team that's won a ton of national championships. They've climbed the mountain.
I understand that, but now they have a new regime. And but the expectation is through the roof still. They're the same thing at Notre Dame. When Kelly moved on, what's the window for Marcus Freeman? It's the same thing. Your team has been a mainstay and has dominated the AFC East for years now. It's no longer New England. It's Buffalo. You want to take a step back to go forward, that's only going to cause more problems.
You know, you say step back. It's just that they're what I'm saying, Joe, is that you have guys that are not going to be there that have been core players on the team. You can't just assume that the people who go in to replace them
are going to keep them at the
same level.
Exactly, but guess what? They have to be. That's the problem. That's what you're getting paid the money. If you're going to release Poyer, you're going to release all these guys, you better have plug-and-play type of guys to make up the lack of productivity. You have to.
Well, that's what it sounds like they're doing. That's why they feel, you know, they give Taylor Rapp a 4-year deal. They think that Taylor Rapp can be an every-down safety. They think that this Edwards kid can move to center, and with Mitch Mortz going out. You know, there's a lot of... But you don't know that until you actually get in there and get it done.
Yeah, but you also have to get more firepower, okay? Dalton Kincaid.
Well, I've been saying that to you for...
Okay, but you're losing Gabe Davis, right? So who are you getting?
I use every pick on wide receivers.
Okay, Neighbors, Brian Thomas, Roma Duse. Okay, but you still have to have weapons. You have to roll out guys, each and every guy. Bam, bam, bam. Think about what Kansas City did. Sky Moore didn't pan out. Rashee Rice hit. Okay, you got to take a shot. You got to sprinkle in a couple of it. You want Calvin Ridley? Pay for him.
You see, they're not going to be able to pay for anybody.
But why can't they get Ridley on a cheap?
Because why would Ridley take a cheap deal?
To be on a winner.
Well, you know, that's a thing that a lot of these guys, Joe, and this is more of a broader thing coming into next week. A lot of these guys, whether it's all these running backs or others, you know, if they want to play on winners, they are going to have to go cheap. You know, that's part of the deal. If they want to get paid, there's plenty of teams that have cap space to pay them, but they ain't going to be playing for Super Bowls. That's part, and that's been the way free agency in the NFL has been for a long time. The teams that spend the most money, Joe, every March, they're not the teams you see playing in the Final Four the next year. They're just not.
I'm just saying, you know, Buffalo can ill afford any regression, any more regression. They are at the bottom of where they can go. Okay, and the bottom for them was winning the division on the last day of the year. Okay, the last game. Getting, you got a home playoff game, shockingly.
Well, I mean, they rallied last year. I mean, they were left for dead in early November, mid-November.
I understand.
But that's because the quarterback's great. Is why they were able to do that.
But that's the thing. When you have a great quarterback, not a good quarterback, a great quarterback, you cannot regress. You cannot regress unless there's a major injury, like the Burrow injury. Okay, that's acceptable. A guy got hurt. I mean, he's the franchise. But if Allen and that team are whole, you can't go 9-8.
But when you say whole, when you say whole, what does that mean, whole?
That means barring any major injury to a major position. Like, you know, Stephon Diggs, God forbid, goes down.
I mean, he basically didn't play the entire second half of the season.
Yeah, but he didn't have a touchdown either.
He barely had a catch, Joe, if you go look. I mean, he did nothing.
But he's still your number one, isn't he?
For now.
Okay. All right, I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, this is not a league where you could just sit on the same thing every year if it's not working. You need to adapt. You need to evolve. You need to change things up. They've hit a wall for 4 or 5 straight years. They need to change things up. It's that simple. You can't keep banging your head against the wall with the same group. It's not working. You got to change it up. So, better draft, good. You got to go draft better. That's what it all really comes down to at the end of the day. Did they make Rodgers the GM at the Jets yet, too? What does he want, the kicker and the punter back, Joe?
He wants everybody.
Get me the kicker and the punter back.
Yeah, that's going to matter. Big, bad Aaron putting the team together.
Get me the kicker and the punter. Get him in here.
Kicker and the punter. Unbelievable.
I can't believe they're bringing that show back. The whole band back together next year.
Land of Misfit Toys.
That's it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. A few things I wanted to go over with you. Number one, what number did you have in the Houston-UCF game?
8.5.
And they won by 8.
Not bad.
67-59, Houston beat UCF. What number did you have in the South Carolina game?
I got 6.5 and 9.5.
9.5's a winner.
Okay.
Tennessee won by 7.
Okay.
So, no good on that side. I'm sorry, Joe. A couple other things. Northwestern did cover for me. And, man, that was a rock fight. 53-49 was the final there. Arkansas ended up beating LSU by 11.
All right. So,
they scored a bunch. That NEC tournament, which you know I love in the mid-majors, Central Connecticut survived against St. Francis. Merrimack beat Long Island. Wagner upset Sacred Heart, the kids from Staten Island, Joe. And Lemoyne beat Fairleigh Dickinson. So Fairleigh Dickinson won't be getting any big upsets this year in the NCAA tournament. Out they go. Lemoyne for them, Joe. So Northeast semis will be on Saturday. We have a big game on Thursday night in the Horizon with Green Bay, who's taking on Wisconsin. Green Bay is minus 1.5 against Milwaukee, Joe, in that quarter. So it's kind of a dead even matchup. But we got the slight advantage and we got the home court.
Oh, we got the home court.
Yeah. It's a big rivalry, that Green Bay and Milwaukee.
Oh.
Big rivalry in that conference. Are you taking Northern Kentucky with the 7.5 against Wright State?
I love Northern Kentucky.
You see how tall in that game is? 162.5. 162.5. That's big.
I'm thinking about taking the over or the under there. I don't know yet.
Wright State's got, I think, the second most overs in college basketball this year. That's why that number's pumped up. I bet that whenever they played this year, they flew over that number, Joe. They probably flew over it. I'm looking right now. Wright State and Northern Kentucky. They actually played on Saturday. They just played a couple days ago. 94-88. They smashed it, huh? Smashed that number. What about in their other? I'm sure they played twice in that conference. They don't have that many teams. I'm sure they got another. Let's see. They only played Northern Kentucky once, huh? I figured everybody plays each other twice in that conference, Joe. Maybe I'm missing it. Actually, there's a lot of teams in that conference. I could see them only playing once. Yeah. So, I didn't realize how big the Horizon is.
Come on, let's play it. How do you want to play it?
I think we take the over.
All right.
Because Northern Kentucky, they play fast, too.
Fast and loose.
Fast and loose, baby.
I like that Northern Kentucky team.
You're going to take them, aren't you?
I love them. I like them a lot. That's my team. Fast and loose.
They're getting 7.5.
I like it. I like them.
The Horizon Championship.
What?
The Horizon. Now, Sunbelt, you got afternoon games, Joe, on Thursday. A lot of Sunbelt games in the afternoon in Missouri Valley.
How do we keep up with all this?
I'm not sure. The madness is here, baby. The madness is here. That's what it really comes down to. You got to be kidding me here. Ugh. Jeez. Not happy, Joe. You want to go through some of these other ones for Thursday?
Yep.
All right, let's see. What do we got for Thursday? I'll give you the heavies first before I get into any of these other small conference tournament games. Wow, there's really mostly just conference tournament games. Jeez, Joe.
What?
There's some Pac-12 games at night. Colorado and Oregon getting together. Oregon minus 2.5. 150.5 is the total. Like Colorado, Joe, on the road.
Do you?
Yeah. They're right on the bubble, man. They need, they're on the outside of it right now. They need wins.
So, all right. So then let's do it.
Washington and Washington State. I like the Cougs at home, -6.5.
You like the Cougar? Cougar. All right.
Arizona's at UCLA. -8.5 for Arizona on the road. 146.5 the total.
All right, I got it. I'm looking at it.
You've got it.
Rating. I've got it. You like Arizona.
I probably not playing it. UCLA has been, they've been awful this year, so.
Man,
I don't have any interest,
you,
Joe.
Take a lot. You better buckle up before you gamble with these games. You got to keep scrolling and scrolling.
It's not easy.
All right,
Joe.
I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
I like UCLA. Yeah. I like Stanford in the Pac-12, laying at 3.5.
Okay, against Cal.
And then in the these under the radar games. I think, Carver, I think we have a winner here.
Mm.
Hang on. Yeah, we got a winner here.
We have a winner here? What would that be?
Maryland Eastern Shore. Plus the 3.5.
Where do you come
over
up with
Delaware
this?
State. Like them on the money line.
Hold on here. Maryland Eastern Shore.
Yep.
They're playing Delaware State. Maryland Eastern Shore. 8-19 this year, Joe.
Beautiful. Take them on the money line. Plus the 152.
Anteaters laying 22.5 against Cal Poly.
Why'd you just brush over that?
I'm not playing the Maryland Eastern Shore game. There's no shot. I don't get involved in the MEAC. I don't watch any of their games.
Such a buzzkill. All right, can I get you in on, how about this? You ready?
How about what? Go ahead.
We got a rivalry game.
Mm.
Okay. Lehigh Lafayette.
That is a rivalry game.
Bethlehem Easton, PA. Easton, PA. You know who lives in Easton?
Who's that?
The champ, Larry Holmes.
Oh yeah.
He put now, Easton on the map, Larry.
That's a Patriot League quarterfinal. Patriot League.
Let's go under 135.5. Gonna be tight. Gonna be a lot of banging.
These teams, Joe. I mean, 12-17, 11-20. These two teams.
They're gonna slow it down.
And they got
a lot of half court.
Now, I just wanted to look. Last time they played. Now they've played twice in the last month. What'd you say the total was?
135.5. Come on.
They were under it on February 24th, 71-63. Barely under it. But then they played on, that's interesting. I saw 94-90. They played on February the 10th. But, Joe, two overtimes. Two overtimes. And there was 56 points scored in that overtime. So, you take the overtime out. And it's about $1.28. So they're underneath this both times. In regulation.
Okay.
I'm in on the under with you, Joe.
All right. Black and blue. Easton.
Let's go.
Larry Holmes. Easton. Larry Holmes.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. So, Joe, you went after the Magic again on Wednesday night. And they were actually down at the half. And then they blew it in the second half, the Wizards. Magic won by 10. So they were down 21.
Oh, man.
And the Magic came all the way back and covered the number. They won by 10. At least Poole hit four threes.
Well, good for him.
He took 12 of them, but he made four. So
talk about a pig with the... I mean, really.
And that's off the bench. He didn't even start. and he took 12 threes. I mean, wonder why they lost after being up 21. Jeez.
12 threes. Unbelievable. You got to be kidding me.
Here's...
12 threes.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Here's what you got, Joe, on Thursday night in the NBA. Minnesota's at Indiana. Pacers minus 1.5. 229 flat is the total. Pacers just came off smashing the Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
Smashed them. What do you want to do?
I feel like these Pacer games are just...
.229 is a low for a Pacer game.
Let's take the under.
You want to take the under, huh?
I want to go. If it's the lowest total, let's go for it.
All right. 229. The Nets are in Detroit against the Pistons. Nets minus 3. Man, this is... You imagine this, Joe. This is the Nets are awful. This is the third time this week they've been favored. I mean, jeez.
Let's lay it.
I know the Pistons suck.
They're 3-point road favorites, too. Let's lay it. Come on, you feel strong? Let's lay it.
217 is the total. Probably an under.
I got a crypto NBA special for Thursday.
Oh, here we go. Let's get right to it. Why wait? Which game is it in?
Go ahead. Usual suspects. It's a 7:30 tip.
The Heat and the Mavs?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Heat getting 5 in Dallas, 228.
I think the Mavs paced, and I mean absolutely paced, the Heat in this game. Double-digit win, paced them. I mean, this is, how many you want? 9.5? You want 12? This is just a bad matchup for the Heat. Bad matchup. What's Luka's number? Give me a Luka number. What do you want, 40, 50? I might put that in now. That is a smash special.
A smash special for you. Let's see if I have anything for you on that. I do not yet, Joe. I don't have that yet. Don't have those numbers. Waiting on those. But Luka's got what? 4 straight triple doubles with 30 plus points? So, you want to play him for a triple double again when they put the number up?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let's why it. Not? It's been hot. Let's stay with it. I hit it twice during this 4-game stretch. I don't mind going at it again. The Raptors are in Phoenix against the Suns. Suns laying 10.5, 232 the total. Of course, big win by Durant and the crew on, what was that, Tuesday, Joe, in Denver against the Nuggets. He had 35, but you said he took 35 shots, right? He had 30. How many shots did he take the other night in that 35-point?
34. He had 34.
Did he really take 34 shots?
Durant?
Yeah. The night he had 35 points?
14 to 34. He shot 41% from the field.
Keep shooting, kid. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep shooting, kid. You'll get it.
You're a shooter. Shooter, shoot, kid. You keep shooting it.
The game of
Don't
the night,
worry
Joe.
About the tin.
The
game. Just
the game of the night is in Denver, where the Celtics and the Nuggets get together. The two teams at the top of the board for the NBA championship. You got the defending champs. You got the team that's favored to win it this year. They played a great game in Boston. What was that, a month or two ago? A couple months ago, maybe. They have this right now, Joe. Celtics minus one. And 221 the total.
What do you want to do?
Well, the Nuggets beat him in Boston. Wasn't that the first game the Celtics lost at home all year?
Yeah. So what do you think? You think payback?
When was that game? It was in January. I got it here. January 19th, 102-100. It was a low-scoring game, too, Joe. It was a rock fight.
It was a rock fight.
I like the Celtics here.
All right. Okay.
I think they're going to come in with a little purpose.
All right. A little chip on their shoulder, a little purpose.
I think they're going to have a little purpose, I feel like.
A little purpose.
Now, the Spurs are in Sacramento against the Kings. It's a back-to-back for the Kings. They're laying 10.5, 238 flat. Give me the Spurs, Joe.
Wow.
I've seen the Kings recently on the second nights of back-to-backs, and they are pathetic.
All
so,
right.
Give me the Spurs with the 10.5.
Give them the Spurs. All right. Is Wemby
they playing? They had that Heat that night on the second night of a back-to-back at home, and the Heat brought like a G League team there, and Bam Adebayo, and they ended up beating them by 10.
All right, here's who I like. You ready?
Yeah.
Out of those two games that we just talked, I don't like the Raptors-Suns games.
Okay.
I like the Celtics minus the one. And I think the under comes in the Kings-Spurs.
Okay. It's the big total of the night, 238.
Yeah, but I think after coming off the back-to-back with the Lakers, they could be a little burnt.
Okay. And the other one is both of these teams on a back-to-back also is the Warriors minus 7 against the Bulls.
I like the way the Bulls are playing. And Kobe White's a little hot right now. They're playing a little spunky on the road. I like the Bulls.
Playing a little spunky on the road, huh? I wanted to see if that was true. Are they playing a little spunky on the road? Well, they won in Sacramento, of course. How could I forget that? They won in New Orleans a week or two ago. They won. They covered in Cleveland. They lost by 3. They won in Atlanta. They lost in overtime in Orlando.
Spunky. I mean,
on the road they have been. I guess you want to call it spunky. They've been spunky on the road.
They've been
I'll be fair.
So you want to give me 7 with Golden State? Yeah, I think they could hang in there.
There you go. There you go, Joe. You're in. You got it. Now, there's a ton of hockey also on Thursday night.
Over. Go for the overs.
just pour them in.
Bet the board on the overs.
Pour them in.
Fast and loose.
Pour them all in, right, Joe? Pour in the overs.
That's it.
Let's see what we have. So Toronto, who had an overtime win against Buffalo. Hey, was that game a dead under or was that game a dead under, Joe?
Dead under.
2-1 that Toronto-Buffalo game.
Unbelievable.
Gabe gave me that number on Coast to Coast. He's like 7 or 8 of the last 10. They've gone over 7 goals. Why the hell was it 6.5 minus 110? And the line said it all. Game should have been a 7 with how much they scored against each other. And I hit Matthews to score in that game live, and he had the overtime winner. So that was nice, too. They have to play back-to-back in Boston. They never beat the Bruins, Joe. Bottom line. I think they lost to them earlier this week. 4-1 they lost at home on Monday. Now they go to Boston on the second night of a back-to-back with the Bruins rested. That's a tough spot for them.
What do you want to do?
It's probably Boston, Joe, and it's minus 137. It's the Bruins. I don't think you could play Toronto here.
All right, let's do it.
Probably an under also.
Sold.
There you go.
Sell.
The Did Oilers are in Columbus, Joe. Yeah, a little bit. Not really, but somewhat.
2024. You got to buy.
Did you see that, the Dallas-San Jose game on Tuesday night? Did you see the final of that one?
What was that, 8-3?
That was right up, 7-6. It was right up your alley in overtime.
Yeah,
the Stars scored. The Stars were down 6-3 in the third period.
How come that never happens when I'm on the over?
That's a great question. But you're right. It never happens when you're on the over. It happened in this game.
That's disconcerting, though. So what do you want to do? You want to take the over? I'll take the over. You want to put it with the golf play over the weekend?
Wow, you want to put it with the golf?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little fast and loose lately.
I'll tell you, I like Nashville, too. Buffalo, second night of a back-to-back. Nashville at home. Let's put Nashville. How about this? Nashville and Boston together. And that's plus 185. And if you want to put it with the golf, you can.
Okay. All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I want to put it with like a top 10, like a real dark horse.
All right, so why don't we put it with, you want a dark horse top 10?
Yeah.
I actually have a few guys, Joe, that I want, that I've been meaning to play and I haven't yet.
Is any of them Griot? Griot?
Nah, Griot's a little too far down the board, Joe. How about we play Chris Kirk at 4-1 for a top 10?
We screwed up.
Plus 400.
We have a no sweat for Thursday night.
All right, so we can play that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Okay, Joe. So there you go. We're pretty set up for you for the night. There is a bunch of other hockey games that are in the mix. Flyers are in Florida against the Panthers. I told you I like Nashville in the second night of back-to-back. Vancouver's in Vegas against the Knights. The Islanders start a long West Coast trip in San Jose at the Shark Tank. Mm. And I mean, the Islanders minus 260 on the road, Joe. Jeez. I mean,
lay it. Geez. Lay it.
I mean, I would never. I would never. Ottawa has a back-to-back, too. They're in Los Angeles against the Kings on Thursday night. So plenty of hockey for you, Joe, to get it going. But the main thing is that March is here now. That's all that really matters.
I can't wait. This is it. This is where they step up. I'll give you a sizzle play for the NHL. We're going out in style. You ready? We're going out in style.
Let's hear the sizzle play.
Thursday night sizzle play. I love the Bruins over the Maple Leafs.
Okay. Well, I gave you the beats of the playbook there. I let you know.
I gave you a little history.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. No, I'll give you an upset.
I'll give you an upset. Here's an upset special.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Flames over the Lightning.
Okay. Flames over the Lightning?
Yeah.
Works for
me. Plus 128. I said it.
Great job, Joe, as always. Great job by Matthias Berbel. He's got to get us ready with some UFC picks for tomorrow as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.